Akasha, Gentle One. And so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 3. Is it all right to do is formed by adding na plus digirepe to the verb. This is a conditional construction, meaning, if I do something, will it be all right? There is a slight pause after the na particle, and then the digirepe phrase is spoken quickly together. Is it okay to buy this? Ne di nyo na digirepe? I this buy, if it is all right? Is it all right to stay here? Nye de dena digirepe? I here stay, if it is all right? Respect. Among Tibetans, adding the suffix la to the name of the person connotes respect. The suffix follows not only personal names, but titles of address. Father, pa, for example, becomes pala. Others include father, pala, mother, amala, older brother, chola, older sister, achala, grandfather, pula, grandmother, mola, monk or mister, kushala. These do not need the la suffix. Boy, pu, girl, pumo, relative, pingya. When trying to get someone's attention, say in a tea stall or at the bazaar, you can call out to male persons with older brother or boy, depending on whether they are older or younger than you. For females, you use older sister or girl in the same way. Honorifics. There is an honorific system in Tibetan that affects all significant parts of the sentence, including nouns and verbs. It makes up an entirely new list of vocabulary. Rather than teach you more than one word for a single thing, we will just let you know that such a system exists. If, for example, someone is asking your name and uses the word sen instead of ming, the word we teach for name, they are using an honorific term. They will immediately rephrase their question with the common form of the verb when they see you do not understand. Should you begin to use such forms, remember that they are used only when speaking of someone else. Sen, for instance, is used when speaking of a person other than yourself. You always refer to yourself, your own name, with the word ming. And so, we continue on tomorrow. Simchanango.